Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Rudra Prasad. So hey guys, this is RP here and I always talk about motivational things, digital marketing and all sort of things that will help you in your career. So today, recently I have attended a workshop of Mr. Shiv Khera, who is a great motivational speaker, and he speaks really well about the stuffs like marketing, sales, business building and all sort of things. So when I was in college and our teacher has asked us to, would you like to attend the workshop of Shiv Khera? He is coming to our college, and if you want to attend those, then you can just fill up a form. And after that, we came into on 21st April, I guess. So we have attended that workshop program of Shiv Khera. He was a really great speaker, guys. If you have not ever attended his that workshop, then you should, guys, you should. He talk about really great stuffs about self-management, about business buildings, and those stuffs are universal things and you can also apply those things with your business. And if you want to apply those in your personal career or your self-improvement, if you are a student, then you can put them in your studies or wherever you want to put that information. And the information that he has given is very much essential, and the way he has explained those information and the way he has articulated those information was really great. So what I did that when I was in that workshop, so to help you guys to, maybe most of you guys have not heard of Shiv Khera and most of you guys don't know what are those things that he talks about. So for you guys, I have just taken my diary, and at that time I was just writing whatever he was saying, so that when I write something on my diary, then I used to implement those knowledge on my life, on my personal life. So what I did is that I just write down all these things that I personally like and those things I want to implement those things in my life. So I cannot explain everything in this podcast thing. So this is my first podcast, guys. I have never done any kind of podcast before, and I hope this podcast will make you understand that what kind of things and what kind of problems that you are having, maybe what kind of those nuances and important things that you should be considering if you are building business, or if you are working on your own, or working on yourself, or if you want to help yourself. So for this purpose, to help you guys, I always love to help people. I always wanted to make changes or bring changes to people's life. So I have also a YouTube channel where I talk about digital marketing, business building, sales, marketing and all those things. So if you haven't subscribed to my channel, then you can go to YouTube and search for Rudra Prasad Digital Marketing. Then you can subscribe to my channel, and there you can get those steps. So let's skip all these things and directly get into the topic, because maybe you have some work, maybe you can use that time to get some other work done. So the first one is that first, when he came to our college and started his conference of that workshop, he was talking about his life and his stories, that how he had started his life as a person who is unemployed, who used to wash cars. He was living in India, but later on he has moved on to Canada, and where he had started his journey as a person who used to like wash cars and do all those things. So after that, he has shifted to a vacuum cleaner sales guy, and after that how he has shifted to a insurance sales guy, and how this has really impacted over his life. So really, he has done a lot of work on himself and a lot of work on his subconscious mind. He has those strong people who wanted to change their life, who wanted to bring something which is which can influence himself as well as others to take action. These kind of people are very much influential. They influence others, and he was also talking about the difference between the influence and the motivation, and those kind of strength that is required, and like physical strength, financial strength, mental strength and spiritual strength, all those things, how it can be implemented in our life and how you can be able to improve those kind of areas which are your weakness. Maybe if you are a management student, you have heard of the SWOT analysis. Do a SWOT analysis on yourself, which is called your strong points, SWOT. It's called first one is your strength, and the next one is the weakness, and next one is the opportunities that you are getting on the society or maybe in the environment, the business opportunities and the threats. So when you list down all those things and write down in a you can write it in a quadrant manner or whatever you want. So when you write down all those things, when you find out what is your strength point, you can also work on your strength points. You can also find out your weak points and the threats for yourself, and you can also work on themselves also. He was talking about that. So he was talking about the assets, which are really assets for a business. If you are a business person, if you are into business, then he was also talking about the how good people are assets per people. It's not always like that. People are asset for your organization. You can think that way, but people are not always assets for our organization. Good people are asset for our organization, and bad people are the liabilities. You need to keep in mind that you are getting the right people, you are getting the good people in your organization. Whose goals and whose visions, missions, everything is aligned with your organization, who are honest, who are having integrity, those kind of people are asset for our organization. Next is that he was talking about that there is always a fight between good side and evil side in our mind. Whatever you feed more, that will defeat the other one. If you feed more to the good side, then it will develop, it will become more powerful, more strong, and what will happen is that it will defeat the other side, which is the bad side of yourself. And when you are feeding your good side and you are not feeding the bad side, then the bad side of your, or the bad beast which is within you, will strive to death. So you need to keep feeding your good side so that it would be much more strong. And every time, guys, remember, every time when you take a decision, when you are taking when you are choosing something, when you are taking a decisions, then there will be a fight between in your mind, in your subconscious mind, there will be a fight between the good side of yours and a bad or evil side of yours. And whatever happens, and whoever wins, that action you will be taking. That pop-up will be going to your conscious mind, and when it is in your conscious mind, you will be taking that action. So you need to always focus on that. Whenever you are fighting with that, the evil side and the bad side, you need to focus on that. You should always fight to win. You must be and if you want to win, what you need strength. When you want to fight, when you want to win, you need some strength. It may be financial strength, it may be physical strength, it may be mental strength, spiritual strength, and emotional strength. These are the five kind of strength that you need to defeat the evil side. Financial strength, finance, which is called the monetary strength, which is the first one. Money is wonderful, guys. He was talking about that, how money makes difference. A lot of people think that when money comes, people become greedy, and they become egoistic, although that is a kind of true, but still money makes difference, guys. Maybe those people who make money or who make money, he was also talking about the difference between making money and earning money. Those people who make money usually maybe become egoistic, become the other side of the when money comes, those people. But when you are earning money, you are not making money, you are earning money for taking action. When you are earning money, you will be much more financially powerful. You must be, and you will be realizing that money is how wonderful money is. It's your responsibility to become a millionaire. It's your responsibility to become a billionaire. Maybe you are born poor, but if you are dying poor, then it's your responsibility. It's your fault that you are dying poor. You need to take responsibility instead of blaming others, blaming the environment, blaming yourself, blaming your friends, your family. You need to be resourceful. You need to keep in mind all those things. Then next is that the physical strength. Not only the the strength, which is mental, which is financial, these are important. Physical strength is also so much important. Your appearance, your physical ability, that also defines that how much strength you have. When you are physically fit, always remember guys, your mental health and your physical health are interconnected. Your body and your mind are always connected to each other. Whatever your mind thinks, your body take action. And however your body feels, your mind feels accordingly. If you are feeling pain in your body, your mind will also feel the pain. When you are feeling stress in your mind, your body will also feel weakness. This is how the body and the mind is connected. So if you are working on your body, your mind will also become strong. If you are working on your mind, your body will also become strong. So push yourself to the highest physical strength. Do some gym, some weightlifting, some workout. And you should keep in mind that you should always work out on like four days a week, and just to make you physically strong, to increase your physical strength. Next is the spiritual strength. What is the spiritual strength? Do we need to be spiritual? Guys, it's not like you should do meditation. It's not like you should be spiritual. Like you should spend your time in some jungle or maybe in Himalayas or something. Spirituality is something which keeps us on track. It makes us feel good. It makes us help others. It makes us a human. As a human, we should help others. We should keep ourselves on track. And spirituality is the thing that will help us to do that. Next, he was talking about the mental strength, how mental strength, which is also called as the willpower. Mental strength helps us to come back from the setback. This is a quote given by him. Mental strength will allow you, a lot of people are there, he has given the example of Bruce Lee and Michael Phillips, that how they have used their mental strength to keep pushing themselves. They were working 8 hours a day. And he was also talking about how hard work beats the people who do not take action. He was talking about what is the importance of taking action and how taking an action makes the difference. It makes a difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful person. Next one is the emotional strength. People who are emotionally weak, who are not emotionally stable, who are moody and imbalanced in nature, those people are unpredictable. So you need to be predictable in this unpredictable world. You need to be emotionally strong, and EQ is very much important than IQ. You cannot trust those people who are emotionally weak, who are emotionally imbalanced. You cannot make a good relation with them. Imbalanced or a weak emotion leads to imbalanced behavior. And imbalanced behavior lead to bad action. It will make them not so effective, not so productive. Those people who are emotionally weak are not so productive people. You need to keep in mind that when you are doing good, you will feel the good. Just think about a day, maybe you have spent a day working out in the morning. You got up in the morning at 5 o'clock and you go into gym, and you had a very much perfect day. You came from gym, you go to college, after that you came from college, and you have just spent your day so much effectively. You have connected to a lot of people, you have built a good relationship with people, and this is whatever it is you might think a perfect day would be for you. And after spending a perfect day, when you are going to sleep, when you are in your bed, how do you feel? You'll feel like that I have spent this day much more productively, much more efficiently. I was so much efficient. And that will, when you're doing good, you will feel good. Also, Grant Cardone also talk about that how taking action makes him feel good. This is about the strength of emotion, the mental strength, the financial strength, and the physical strength. He was explaining it very well, although maybe I might not be able to explain that in a very much high or maybe like him, but still I'm trying to make you guys understand what are those things that he was putting much more emphasis on. He was also talking about the changes, how changes has been happened over the time, and he was talking about that there are something which things are always constant in every time. He has been in business for 40 years around. He had a 40 years of experience. So he was talking about those changes has happened, maybe technological changes, political changes, maybe economical changes. Lot of changes has happened over time. But those skills which are still necessary for a successful business person, or which are still so much important for in when you are looking for a employee, or when you are looking for a person who should be a great asset. And well, first of all, I was talking about that good people are asset. So to find out those good people always should have these three kind of those constant. They need to master these skills, which are the first one he was talking about, the people skill. How you talk to people, how you engage with people, and when you are having the people skill, when you care about people, when you take care of people, then it'll revert back. When you are putting something to the society, and the society will reflect back to you. That is the people skill, when you are good to people. And always remember that when you are in your business, when you are dealing with your clients, you are not dealing with a B2B market or B2C market. He was also talking about that. We always talk about B2B and B2C, but he said that he has his own representation of explaining things. He talked about the P2P. What is P2P? P2P means people to people. When you are dealing with your clients, or when you are dealing with directly with your customers, then you are dealing with people. It's a people to people conversation. It's a one-on-one conversation. People buy things from the people they like, they trust, and they love. So you need to be the likable people. You need to have trust. You should be a trustworthy people. This is how you can be able to develop your people skill. He was talking about the importance of the communications in developing a good people skill. Next one is the persuasion skill. Persuasion skill is also called as the ability to influence, the ability to convince, negotiate, sell. Persuasion skill is very much important in life. Results are rewarded, but efforts are not. You might have seen those people or the athletes, they are rewarded for the results. They are not rewarded for how much effort they have put in, how much work that they have done before. They have been rewarded, or they have rewarded just for the results that they get. Maybe if they get the first position, they will be rewarded for that. They will not be rewarded according to the efforts. We judge ourselves by our intention, and the world judges ourselves by the action that we take. And persuasion skill or influencing skill helps us or help people to make things happen. This skill will help you to make people take action. People usually don't want to take action. They want to stay stable. They always want to stay under the radar. Don't want to be like eagle. They want to be like small birds. Be like eagle, stay out of the radar, fly above the sky. This is how the persuasion skill works. When you are influencing others, when you are trying to convince, negotiate, when you are selling others, at these particular times you need the persuasion skill. It has the persuasion skill has the greatest ability. And guys, I have also I just want to recommend you a book which I have read, that is called The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert Cialdini. He was talking about the Tryon model of mind and a lot of persuasion skills and that you can develop. And you can read that book too if you want to develop your persuasion skill, or if you want me to make an audiobook for that, then I can also make that. Next one is the prioritizing skill, which is based on the values. Every people has their own value, and those value defines a person. So when you are neglecting something, when you are not prioritizing something, then the important things in your life becomes urgent. When you are ignoring and when you are not doing things that you should be doing, those important things later on become urgent for you. If you are not focusing on your family, if you are not spending time with your family, then it will be urgent for you to spend time. Your relationship will die, your family will not supporting you, you will be in that situation where you will be feel alone. So you need to focus on everything. He was also talking about the importance of the direction, and direction is so much important, and it's much more important than time also. These were the most important things that I have listed down from his workshop. Next is when you are playing, when your business is a game, when you are playing, you play to win. Nobody plays to lose. And brand equity of a person is, he was also talking about the brand equity of a person, how your honesty, your loyalty, and your and those, when you are building your own brand, you should be known. And when something comes up in your mind, when trust comes into people's mind, then they should be thinking about you. When building relationship comes into people's mind, they will be thinking about you. For example, when someone think about digital marketing, my image or my channel or my the equity that I have built, the brand equity, the personal branding that I have built, that should be coming into their mind. This is how you place yourself in people's mind, your customer's mind. He was also talking about trust and love, how trust is much more important than love. He was also talking about the previous Indian culture, that how they have the arranged marriage system and how it was effective back then, and it was built upon the trust, and later on it turns into love. And trust is the basic thing, and it's the most important thing of the building a relationship. It's the base, it's the base of your love, your relationship. And when your base is strong, it's your relationship will be strong. So try to build trust, try to build the love around you. And I have also read some scientific research papers about that, how trust is which is much more important, whether it is trust or love. Although these go always side by side, but still trust has much more higher importance than love. He was also talking about honesty and integrity, and also how you can be able to be diplomatic, and the importance of integrity. He was also a very good quote I can remember from his workshop, that is, winners do the things that losers don't like to do. This is a quote about the power of the willpower. But although I like the willpower, and I like to use my willpower, but it has a certain limit for the willpower. But you need to develop those habits to in order to be productive, in order to be in the winner side. Okay, he was also talking about that, and he was talking about how you can be able to form the good habits, and how habits form your character. Habits are what are those things that we usually do every time. We are the creatures of habit, and our habit are those things which make us what we are today. So you need to develop the good habits, you need to work on your good habits, and you need to remove the bad habits. Good habits are very hard to build, but it's easy to live with them. But if you have developed bad habits, which are easy to build, but it's very hard to live with. He was also talking about persistence, which is the bounce back ability of the people. Then he was talking about time management and how you can manage your time. He was also talking that time is something that you cannot manage. You cannot manage your time, but you can manage yourself according to time. Time is something which always goes on and on and on. He was talking about the time management. Making money is a criminal, but earning money is spiritual. This is a great quote by him, and I personally like it. And next is, he was as we are students, so he was advising us to make journals, where you just review your action, review your intention, what do you think, what you believe, what you have learned, and what are those things that you want to change in your life, what are those commitments that you want to make to yourself. So most of our students did not know about journal and how a journal works and how to write a journal. So he was talking about that. He has come up with a concept of, first of all, you need to write your feelings every day when you, before you go to sleep. You just need to write your feelings. How do you feel over the day? Next is you need to write what you have learned today. You need to write what are those things that you are proud of. What are those things that you have done over the time that makes you feel proud? Maybe you can write that today I am proud of doing this. If you are not proud of something, you can also write why you are not proud of that thing, doing that thing. Why you feel guilty or regret about that. Next, he was talking about the commitment. You need to write the commitment also. Commit to improve. And he was talking about that. Previously, I have never thought of thinking like that. That he was talking about, there are only 5 to 6 bad habits that are pulling us down. And when you commit to yourself to not to engage with those bad habits and try to discipline yourself to get rid of those bad habits. When you make discipline is to you need to maintain discipline every day, stick to the commitment that you have done. You need to always keep reading, keep evaluating yourself. At the end of the week, when you are at on Sunday, you can also have some review over the day and your journal, that how much you have achieved, how much you have not. There is no substitute for hard work. You need to work hard. Do you think that those people who are successful, they don't work hard, they only work smart? They work hard as well as smart. They are the people who always want to bring changes to their life as well as other people's life. When you work hard, when you take more and more action, I have also read a quote on Gita about that how the, what is the importance of taking action. Krishna was telling Arjuna that the importance of taking action. When you are wasting your time, when you are not having a good schedule, or you are not taking action according to your time, then you are allowing others to make changes in your time, in your life. When you are wasting time, you are basically wasting your life. Your life is just for a certain time span. Maybe after 40 or 70 years of time span, you will die. Maybe after 80 years of time span, you will die. So when you are wasting your time, when you are doing nothing, sleeping over the day, you are wasting your time with engaging in some bad deeds or something. So basically what you are doing is you are wasting your life. He was talking about the importance of commitment. When you are commit to yourself, you will become predictable in this unpredictable world. This is a lovely quote that I found that he was talking about, and I really like it. I will always stand by with you in this unpredictable world. I will always do the things that I am committed to. Those people who are committed are much more predictable than those people who are not. You can predict a person who is committed to his work, who is committed to always tell truth. And when you are with those people who are committed to those things which are really good for their life, or maybe who are committed to doing a certain amount of things, those people will definitely help you, or definitely will make changes in people's life. He was talking about the values of loyalty towards the values. When you are loyal to others, when you are loyal to yourself, you are much more, people will believe in you and people will trust you. When people will trust you, people will believe you and they like you, they will start buying from you. They will start praying for you. They will start working for you. But you need to develop that loyalty. Then he was talking about the ability without dependability. Ability without dependability is a liability. This is a great quote. Maybe some of you guys don't understand, or maybe could not be able to understand, what is this ability without dependability is a liability. Let's talk about the people. He was talking about this people skill. He was relating this to people skill. You need to be dependable on others. You cannot spend, you have only 24 hours a day. When you want to work more, you need to you need to have people under you who will work for you. When you are dependable on others, when you are when you are losing your ability, it's a liability. He was also talking about why people skill is important. What is the importance of it? To succeed in life, we need skill plus will. Willingness to do things with your skill is so much important. We need both of them right over here. Inspiration is thinking about something, but motivation is the action term. When you are taking action, that is motivation. But inspiration, you cannot motivate people. You cannot you can only inspire people to think like that, to make them take action. And inspiration leads to motivation. He was talking about self-esteem also. How we feel about ourselves is called self-esteem. Self-esteem is also very much important, and it has the highest position in the Maslow's hierarchy of need. Those people who are done with their basic needs and their safety needs, the social needs, they comes under the self-esteem needs. They want to feel about, they always want to know that how do they feel about themselves. And people don't want to know what you know. People want to know how much you care about them. And when you care about people, people will love you, they will trust you, they will start buying from you. And these are the super important skill in sales. He was talking about the difference between good leaders and bad leaders. Good leaders create new leaders, but bad leaders create followers. It was a really, really great concept. I have done my, I'm doing my PGDM, but I had my leadership class, but I have never thought like that good leaders. I've listened individually. I have not ever compared that the good leaders and bad leaders, that bad leaders create followers and all. It was a really, really great session. Maybe if you want to attend those sessions, they are conducting sessions in Singapore, in India, in US. A lot of people, you can contact them, Mr. Sip Khera. You can search Mr. Sip Khera, maybe sipkhera.com, the website, I guess. You can go there, and maybe if you want to attend that in your city, or just you can just Google it out, that whatever the event is happening near you, you can join over there. He has also the 3-day program or something, but I have attended the workshop only. It was really, really great. If you are interested in developing yourself, if you are interested in leveling up to the next level, and you want to help others as well as yourself, these concepts of business, which are the basics, which are the values of business, the ethics of business, you need to understand all these things. And he always talk about this. He's a very much ethical person. I have talked to him, have got his autograph. He's a really good person. He talk about people, he wants to get around people. He's a very much social person. So I hope this audio, or the audio that I have recorded, will be much more helpful for you. It's only a half an hour, maybe the 30 or 40 minutes video or audio, you can say, whatever. I don't know how I should be uploading this one, but whatever it is. But he has explained it over the whole day, like around 6 to 7 hours, so I cannot explain everything over here. So I just want to make it short and sweet. I have just find out what are those important things. He has associated some very much good stories, and guys, I can't explain that how great storyteller he is. He's a really, really great storyteller. I really love his work. So he was telling all these things with certain different stories, and he was connecting those things like analogy or kind of thing. So it was a really great session. I was not feeling boring. You might have thinking that 6 hours, 7 hours of sessions, and how do you feel? You might be feeling very tired or something. No, guys, it was really interesting. I have enjoyed the session. Bye bye, guys. Maybe I will come up with some other ideas, marketing, sales, whatever. See you in my next audio.